Reach, all powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Always love catching up with this next guest. When you start talking about Shamiqua Holzclaw, it's like, Shamiqua, if we just, sometimes we introduce people and we say, this person did this and this and this. If we read all your accomplishments, that would be the entire segment. It would just be us saying, then she did this. Well, then she did this. Well, yeah. Then she was picked for this and voted this. So can we just say you're really, really, really great at a lot of things and you've been recognized a lot for it.
Oh, I appreciate that, guys. How's everyone doing?
Oh, we're good. Which accolade would you be most proud of, do you think?
If we had to pick one, which one?
Honestly, I always tell people, everything I've accomplished is getting that college degree. I'm the first in my family, immediate family, to go to a four-year school and graduate. Hmm.
Was that important when Pat Summitt came to Queens, New York, to meet with you? Was that important that she had a 100% graduation rate?
Oh, that was number one. She sold that to my grandmother, and at the end of the day, that was like her main focus. I'm not sending you anywhere unless they can, promise to me that you're going to graduate. Because I came from a great high school academically, and so, you know, I came to Tennessee, and Coach Summitt was listening. Like, a lot of people struggle, but I have a high expectation for you, freshman year, because I was goofing off and trying to figure out the time management thing. And she goes, no way, Holzclaw, you can do the work, so you need to get it all the way together.
Yeah, she's not really she wasn't really a take excuses kind of person.
Not at all.
Shamiqua Holzclaw with us. Speaking of that, what was the transition like for you? Because Knoxville's kind of a small town, right? And I would think a lot different than Queens, New York.
Oh, definitely. It was an adjustment period. I mean, oh, man, everything was just a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Even the accents, you know, I'm used to, like, talking fast. And, and everyone's like, how you doing, Shamiqua? It's slow. But, you know, it was a cultural adjustment for me. But, again, it was one of the greatest decisions that I've chosen, you know, one of the greatest decisions in my life. And I learned really what sisterhood and, you know, just not having that fear of the unknown. And I'm glad I experienced that at a young age because I had no idea that I would be playing in Poland, Spain, Russia, Korea, right. All these different places, right. And learning how to not be afraid and to meet people and build friendships. So it was a great experience.
Shamiqua Holzclaw, our guest. I know we're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff. I wanted to ask you about this, though. Because sometimes as people get further and further in the rearview mirror, this is something that sticks with them. Senior night is coming up for this current group of Lady Vols. When you look back on your senior night, what are your emotions like?
Man, I was just really taken back from like all the love and support as soon as we stepped out there in the court at the standing ovations. But it's like this flash of all the hard work. All the friendships you established to know that this is the end of the road, like those 4 years, and to reflect just on what you were walking away with. And I felt good. I felt confident about the next step because, you know, I knew Coach Summitt, you know, her staff was going to be there, you know, just not having me for 4 years, but really supporting me in this thing called life. So, you know, I felt good about it. But that sea of orange, man, just not knowing that you weren't really going to get that again and that type of support, because our fans were the best. And to this day, you know, it's serious about the Lady Vol fans. I mean, I graduated 99, so that's a long time ago. And to go back and you see some of the same fans in the same seats. And so me and Kelly Dolly Harper, we have jokes. We said, oh, we got the platinum plus fan.
Speaking of Kelly Jolly Harper, one of the favorite things that I've heard her say, she was talking about a picture that she has up in her office, and it's of her and Pat is just chewing her a new one in this picture, and she's talked about that, but she talked about how important that picture is to her because of what Pat meant to her and what she did for her. You look at what Kelly is doing with this program and just tying that in and pulling that discipline and all of that into this program. What do you feel when you see that and hear things like that?
Well, you know, I'm just really excited for Kelly, first of all. And I went to campus and got to spend some, you know, time with her and the players. And when I went to practice, the first thing, I just got, like, chills because seeing, you know, her little son run around, it just reminded me of a lot like Coach Summon and Tyler. I was just like, wow, this is, like, crazy, almost like deja vu, you know. And, you know, to see the players out there and the focus, you know, I think that's something over the last couple of years that wasn't there. You know, the players were kind of like all over the place. But to see that, you know, Kelly and her staff have come in, they've been able to connect with the players. They have a sense of urgency, and the players are just playing more as a unit. I mean, I can say that I'm proud. Yes, they've lost some tough games or whatever, but I haven't seen them work this hard as a unit in a long, long time.
I think that's true. And I think just eyeball test, defensively, they've been better and more passionate about what they're doing on the defensive end this year. And in terms of blocking shots and all of those things. So it almost feels like it kind of is turning. No disrespect to Holly. I love her. But it does feel like it's turning.
Oh, definitely. You know, after a while, I've been in situations. As a pro, you know, you come in and the program may have struggled, or the organization rather, and you're like, oh, my God, we lost, you know, 10 games and this is sucky or whatever. The next year is always like a new year for the returning players to say, hey, we want to bang about change. You know, we don't want to experience this drought or this, you know, not team unit again. And so it just shows for the upperclassmen that they take pride in what they're doing and want to create a shift, you know, as far as the culture of Tennessee women's basketball. So, you know, they have the power to lead. The freshmen come in or transfers, they don't know what it's about. So, you know, my hat goes off to Renaya and the rest of the upperclassmen for saying, hey, no longer. Like, wow. Let's buy in. We can't blame anyone. This is a new staff. It's up to us. And so I'm just really proud of the young ladies.
Shamequa Holtzclaw with us at CHold1 on Twitter. While we have you, Shamequa, I want to ask you about Kobe Bryant. Obviously, the loss of Kobe just rocked everybody's world. But I'm curious if you might have a story about Kobe and what he might have meant to you.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, I played for the Los Angeles Sparks, and at the time, actually, Kobe's dad, Jelly Bean, was coaching us, and so. You know, we would practice the Sparks, 10 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of times we couldn't get into the practice facilities because the Lakers always made it like to the playoffs, right? So this year, I don't know why we got in there early. Well, yes, they didn't make it to the finals this year. So the season's over, maybe 2 weeks later, every day, like before practice starts at 10, Kobe is there working out. Working on his game, running sprints. And I just remember one of the assistant coaches like, yes, you know, this guy, he lives in Newport Beach. You know, he could be vacationing. He could be doing anything that he wanted to do. He's a mega star, but he chooses to perfect his craft. And I would sit there. I would come out, and I would just watch him. And it was nothing fast. Just work in slow motion, working on footwork. Working on his post game, and that's why I just had so much respect for him. I played for four different organizations. They've all have had NBA teams. So my first glimpse at such a hard worker was Gilbert Arenas. I mean, he was always in the gym, but I think Kobe just took it to another level. It's 2 weeks. All my NBA friends are on beaches or traveling private planes, but you know, he didn't really, like, hang out a lot with the guys because I had some childhood friends who were actually his teammates also. And they were like, nah, Kobe just kind of does his own thing. And I think he did it the right way, you know, as far as, you know what, I'm going to get to play this game for a short time. I'm going to give it all that I got. So when I walk away from it, you know, I have no regrets. And, you know, we know his sister and stuff, and she's always like, you know, Kobe was just really serious about what he was doing. He wanted to be the best. And so just the way he carried himself, I was just really, really impressed.
Well, Shamequa, it's always great catching up with you. And okay, here's how we'll send you out then. Shamequa Holtzclaw, University of Tennessee graduate.
And mom.
And yeah, like you said, you know, we ask you about all your accomplishments. We'll send you out with those two accomplishments.
And mom and host of my new podcast, Tremendous Upside. So check it out. I'm interviewing some of the top athletes of our time, and you can find it on Apple or Spotify.
Well, you got to interview yourself then, too, because you qualify. We can't wait to hear that one.
Thank you. Y'all take care, okay?
Yes, love ma'am. Thank you so much. Yeah. Go. If you're new to Tennessee or maybe you didn't see her play, read her Wikipedia page. Read the box with all the stuff in it. It'll take you a while. And then read everything else. 3,000 points, 4-time All-American. Overall number one draft pick, everything. Oh, man. That's a heck of a
3-time NCAA champion. You might want to.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah.
Kelly Harper, too.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even, whatever you leave off, you're leaving off something big. I don't need to leave off anything about my friends with Xfinity either while we're talking about them.